Welcome to the Third City Podcast. My name is Brandon Rubin, parent, educator, and aspiring everythingologist. This week on the podcast, we're going to continue our story of Jimmy Beat, who is on the school bus back to Third City. Last week, there was a surprise as the school bus stopped near the house of Alex Balance to drop her off, only to find that Spirit Spies somehow had escaped Third City, were surrounding the house of Alex Balance. The kids leapt to action, took their fondue balls, destroyed the Spirit Spies that were outside of the house. When they went to investigate what was happening inside, Charlie motioned open the door only to see John the Monkey standing in the door of Alex Balance. And that's the cliffhanger where we left off last week. In terms of the Banalis podcast, where we have Brandon the Bluesmith and other School of Wishes students and faculty reporting to us about the goings-on of Third City, it appears that Brandon the Bluesmith, doing some undercover work in Third City, found that Casket Call, which is basketball to the death, the main entertainment function of the downtown 30s, Third City in Paradise, is actually a fuel for the Spirit Spies who are born from the death of the Casket Call players in some sort of metaphysical capturing of the non-physical entity and reprogramming for advertising and product placement in the dream space. I want to thank Aunt Nancy for giving some feedback. That's why I'm giving some of this intro and review from last week for people that are listening. And I appreciate subscriptions, comments, sharing, so I can continue on my path. It's now the new year, the Jewish New Year, 5780. Everyone should be blessed. Have a fantastic week, and I'll see you on the flip side. This week, the podcast is sponsored by Dr. Free and Dr. Furry Merchandise. This is Propaganda Panda, also known as Bipolar Bear. Do you ever feel like you're sort of like a zombie? Like you're hypnotized in your smartphone solitude and you got Spirit Spies all up in your eyes? And you need to incline towards the good with your good inclination? That's why you need off syrup from Dr. Free and Dr. Free Merchandise. All you gotta do is take your bottle, push down on the childproof cap and twist, get your spoon, put some off syrup into the spoon, take a sip, meditate on your inner placebo effect, and then you'll see that the Spirit Spies have turned off and your true self has turned on. Again, this is Propaganda Panda. This week's sponsorship is Dr. Free and Dr. Free Merchandise. It's the off syrup. You can go to www.drfree.com, enter coupon code OFF for a 100% free coupon. Turn off with the on brand. That's Dr. Free and Dr. Free Merchandise. John the Monkey, Alex Balance said, "What are you doing here?" All of a sudden, they could hear his theme song coming from his music box, but his eyes seemed glazed over, and it wasn't come out of his mouth. John the Monkey, he's not a monk. He's got a treehouse full of junk. He's the king of chaos, chaos court in order. You don't want him in your head, but you need him at the border. John the Monkey. As the music fox stopped playing his theme song, the kids saw Spirit Spy doing its final descent in its spiral orbit around the head of John the Monkey until it landed on his forehead and crusted itself in where the third eye goes. All of a sudden, he keeled over and fell backwards. It was clear there was no more Spirit Spies in the house, but John the Monkey had been overtaken by this one. Everyone was froze. They didn't know what to do. What do we do? They got him. He's stuck. And all of a sudden, the now hen stepped off the bus and walked over. A path was made by the kids. Hey, look, the now hen's coming. What's he gonna do? The now hen walked over, hopped up onto the head of John the monkey and started to peck. It looked like he was taking the spirit's bite out with his beak. He was pecking and pecking, and suddenly his music fox started to sing the now hen's mantra. The now hen, the begin, ing is the end, defeat times pace back and forth, it's a race for the now hen, the begin, ing is the end, defeat times pace back and forth, it's a race for the now hen. The beginning is the end, defeat times pace back and forth, it's a race for the now hen. The beginning is the end, defeat times pace back and forth, it's a race for the now. And just as the now hit the now hen song, the spirit spy was gone. And John the monkey batted his eyelashes, opened his eyes, and the spirit spy was no longer there. He sat up. Hey, where am I? What happened? All the kids said, you're at Alex Balance's house. There was a spirit spy attacking you. They escaped Third City. What are you doing here? Then John the monkey said, oh, I don't know. I remember now. I was leaving Third City. I was going to visit Ghost Eyes and learn some fun new skills. And then I realized that spirit spies had escaped Third City. They were following my little car. So I figured I'd drive as fast as I could to the place I thought was safest and closest by. That was Alex's Balance house. I parked my car outside and I ran inside and tried to shut the door, but they came in after me. I tried to knock out a few of them with my fun dupe balls. I got a lot of them, but not all of them. Then I heard you guys coming on the bus. I heard you taking them out, but that last one got me before I could, and then all of a sudden everything went blank. And then, now I'm up here. Yeah, the now hen saved you. John the monkey sat up. Wow, I thought she was old, but she still got it in her. All the kids clapped. They surrounded the now hen, gave her pats on the back. Everyone was pretty happy. What do we do now? Well, I don't know if it's safe for Alex Balance to stay here by herself. Who knows if more spirit spies didn't escape Third City. Alex, why don't you come with us? We'll get back on the bus and we'll head down for the house of the anonymous hippopotamus. It's a big house. I'm sure you could stay there for the night. Alex Balance agreed. So all the kids got back onto the bus, and all the while, Jimmy Beat was very confused. When the now hen started the bus up again and started driving, Jimmy Beat asked Charlie Motion what exactly was going on. See, Jimmy Beat really had never seen spirit spies, especially the orbiting that they do around the heads of the kids and the people in Third City as they close in on their consciousness. Charlie Motion explained kind of how things work, that the spirit spies first enter into your dreams, and then slowly, over time, they orbit your head during the day until they close in a spiral orbit. And once they're plastered onto your forehead, you're pretty much under the control of the spirit spies all the time, like a hypnotized zombie in the gray field. Jimmy Beat remembered when he had the spirit spy connected to his forehead. He must have been lucky to get it out. I guess that visit to Dr. Free was pretty good. As the bus rambled on towards the house of the anonymous hippopotamus, all the kids sat quietly. They were a little shocked. They were a little worried, too. Spirit spies escaping Third City. Maybe they'd be heading for the School of Wishes. Well, at least they knew spirit spies couldn't make it to the School of Wishes since it's underwater. But you never know these days. As they arrived at the house of the anonymous hippopotamus, the sun was going down and the sky was orange and purple. The anonymous hippopotamus' house was big and white. It had a gigantic porch and green shutters. It was wooden, with a dusty and ragged three steps leading up to a porch that wrapped around the side of the building. when the bus stopped, all the kids got out and the magic goats unloaded their Simba fruit. Anonymous Hippopotamus and the infant elephant were sitting on the porch, and they made some opportunity for all the kids. This is Brandon the Blue Smith, back on the Banala Ship 22.2 on your dial WEWE. Pirate Radio, Planet Peace, here for the WE, the Worthwhile Endeavor on the Banalis Podcast, speaking to all those kids out in Third City under the gray field, wishing to come to the School of Wishes. Now, last time a reporter from inside Third City, undercover, and it appears our understanding of the spirit spies has been confirmed by a good portion of the Council of the School of Wishes. However, we have been informed, at least I've been told through some undercover sources and anonymous hippopotamuses, that Joanna Campbell and the Blind Pig have been in Third City and have an alternative explanation of the creation of the spirit spies. They are born from Viagra Falls, but we have no confirmation of that from Dr. Free, Reuben Good, or the Lioness, or the Re, or anyone else on the council, so I cannot confirm or deny that allegation. Now, I'd like you to know it's wonderful to be back out in Third City, under the blue sky, looking at the yellow sun, the purple pigeons flying overhead. One thing I wanted to share with you about spirit spies is you might be thinking, what's wrong with the spirit spies? Maybe they're good for us. Maybe they know what we need. Maybe they're held here to tell us what we want to know. The problem is the spirit spies do not allow us to make any choices because they don't allow us to rest. Our mind is always working. Our mind is always thinking. Our mind is always trying to figure out how to make ourselves happy, and the spirit spies don't allow us space to rest. And that is the problem with the spirit spies. We get confused who is the spirit spy and who is us. And we are who we are because we are free to make the choices, and that's why we look up to Dr. Free and his Dr. Free merchandise. So I'd recommend that you go out and get some off syrup if you're in Third City. Try if you can track down Felix the dog and his ice cream truck. And if you can find some off syrup, it's going to help you take the spirit spies out of your eyes and into your vocalized chip. Okay, that's Brandon the Blue Smith signing off from Planet Peace, 22.2 on your dial, WEWE. This is the Banalis Podcast speaking to you from the Banalis Ship. Hope to see you here soon. School of Wishes is waiting for you. This is Double Helix Felix the Dog, coming to you live from the gray field inside of Third City. I'm actually coming to you live from my ice cream truck. I was asked by Brandon the Bluesmith to add a new segment to the podcast this week, and we're going to call the segment Word Work. Now, it happens to be that they have an understanding the world was created with what they call the Big Bang Theory. We have a more sophisticated, we think at least, understanding of the creation of the world, which we call the Big Slang Theory. Now, I can't get into all the details of the Big Slang Theory today, but all I can tell you is that it has to do with the idea that the world was created with words and information. And therefore, in this section or segment we're going to call Word Work, we're going to break down a particular word or concept one per day. So let's give it a try. We're going to start with the intro, which I'm going to try to say over properly, and then we'll get into the actual word of the day, the word of the day being mind, M-I-N-D. We don't call this word play, we call this word work. Like William Wordsworth, we know that words are worth more than just the different dictionary definitions. Each word is a spell, a magic incantation, and we are the magicians recognizing the relations between their letters and the orders, syllables, abbreviation, upside down, backwards, forwards, like the following interpretation. Now, if you you imagine the word mind, M-I-N-D, see it in your mind, in the third eye. And if you were to read it the regular way, it would be mind, M with the eind. But if you look at it in a different way, you could read it as the in MD, meaning read it inside out. In, the in's inside of MD. Now this is a hint to the fact that Dr. Free is in your mind. He's the space in between your awareness and your choices. That's the in MD. That's Dr. Free. Thank you for joining me on Word Work today. This is Felix the Dog signing out. Okay, that's going to wrap up the podcast for this week. Hope you enjoyed the new segment called Word Work. We'll see how it goes going forward, depending on how the feedback goes, people like it or not. Allows me to retrace and use some of my hip-hop roots and former rhymes and poems that I've written in the past. I knew they were for something. Maybe this is what they're for. Maybe not. Thank you so much for listening. Again, I appreciate energy information coming back to me in the form of subscribe, share, email, text, WhatsApp, or just pleasant or unpleasant thoughts coming my direction. And everyone should remember they should be happy, they should be safe, and you should be blessed to know that you're special. In Hebrew, we call it Sameach, that's happy, Batuach, that's safe, and Miyuchad, you should be special. Have a great week.